works as a system, Neil. That system is our enemy. When you're inside, you look around, what do you see? Businessmen, teachers, lawyers, carpenters. The very minds of the people we are trying
going to be
to
watching
save.
For
but until
the rest.
We do, these people are still a part of that system, and that makes them our enemy. You have to understand, most of these people are not ready to be unplugged. And many of them are so inert, so hopelessly dependent on the system, that they will fight to protect it. Were you listening to me, Neo? Or were you looking at the woman in the red dress?
As I say every morning here on the Mark Breslin Show on the Crusade Channel, part of the Veritas Radio Network, radio the way it should be. Stop looking at the woman in the red dress. Pay attention to what's going on around you. Glad you joined us here on a Friday, the 24th of June, 2016. We're live Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. Central Time to 8 a.m. Central Time, followed by my good friend Mike Church, host of the Mike Church Show. He picks up at 8 o'clock, goes until 11-ish, where whenever he wants to end his show. Me, I start getting Christopher yelling in my ear at 4 minutes before 8 o'clock. 2 minutes, Kreslins! 1 minute, get off the air, Kreslins! No, Mr. Church. He just gets to wave his hand, and let's go to 11:30. Not me. We're live here from 6 a.m. Central Time to 8 a.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. And then today at 12 o'clock, my good friend Suzanne Sherman will be broadcasting live with her show, The Suzanne Option. Glad you joined us here as a live show. You can call us anytime you like at 844-527-8723, 844-5-CRUSADE. I want to remind you that I've got a website, markkreslins.com, markkreslins.com. You can go over there anytime you'd like and observe my musings on a whole host of topics. And undoubtedly, I'll have something up there this weekend. You can also email me through that website, mark@markkreslins.com. You can go to my Facebook page, Facebook.com/The Mark Kreslin Show. Please go there. And when you go there, please like the page. That's another way for us to stay in touch with each other. And boy, do we ever need to be staying in touch with each other. So I'd ask you to go to Facebook.com/The Mark Kreslin Show, click the like button, and we will be able to stay in touch. Well, let's see what's going on in the world today. Oh, boy. Doing a live show is difficult. And I'll tell you why. Because, you know, you got to be able to offer things to people that they want to listen and talk to. So what I typically do is I get up in the morning and I peruse Drudge Report and Yahoo and other places and see what's going on. And then we pick some topics that we think are really important to the listeners. This morning, obviously what hit me right out of the gate, I mean, this probably caught everybody else's attention as well, is that right on the front page, right number one story on Yahoo is that a AP reporter gives us a bird's eye view of what it's like to go on a terrifying trip on a 1,000-foot high glass slide. So I thought this morning we would take some time and really explore what it must be like to be an AP reporter on this 1,000-foot high glass slide. Because, you know, that's a major story out there right now. That's the thing that really appears to be animating people around the world. And thank goodness for news sites like Yahoo, who get that there are really important things that need to be talked about, and this is one of them. This is what the reporter says. Her name is Amanda Lee Meyer. She says, I've jumped out of a plane from 13,000 feet. I've ridden 400-foot-tall roller coasters at top speeds of 100 miles an hour. I once found myself using my fingernails to clutch the side of a rock face way too steep to climb without gear. Heights have never fazed me until the Sky Slide, a terrifying glass tube on the outside of the U.S. Bank Tower in downtown Los Angeles. It's open to the public Saturday, and journalists were given an early chance to find out. perched 1,000 feet above the ground on the side of the tallest skyscraper west of the Mississippi, the 360-degree glass slide is utterly terrifying. It's nearly a straight shot down except for a small turn at the beginning that causes riders to bump against the side of the glass, much to their horror. Now, if this animates you, if this story has captured your attention like it has mine, so much so I felt like it was the lead story for this morning, then give me a call, 844-527-8723-844-5-CRUSADE. Tell us your stories about times you've been afraid on roller coasters or merry-go-rounds, or even if you were a little bit afraid on those horses that are outside of Walmart. You know, if you've had the same terrifying experience that Amanda had on this 1,000-foot glass slide, then give us a call, 844-527-8723. We think that's what everybody would want to be talking about today. But if you don't want to talk about that, let's talk about the NBA draft. Big draft last night. Buddy Hield apparently went to North Carolina. And here's another story. This is going to be in the second hour. I'm going to get to this story. You're not going to believe this. This is front page, Yahoo. Painting the kitchen one of these colors could boost your home's value by $1,400. Are you getting that? If you paint your kitchen one of these colors, let's see what colors you're talking about. If you paint your kitchen sage green, dove gray, or warm, earthy tones, you're likely to increase the value of your house by $1,400. Now, folks, if that is not compelling radio, if that is not what makes you wake up and turn on the Mark Kreslin Show, Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 8 a.m., I don't know what else I can deliver. I don't know what other stories out there could possibly be of greater importance than the fear Amanda must have felt going down that slide. The NBA draft last night, or a whole host of other things. And Christopher, you're going to want to take over here in a minute. I think I'm losing. Oh, reconnected again. Whew. Thought I lost my internet there for a moment. Almost gave Christopher a scare. He was going to have to go live on the air. But seriously, folks, if those stories are not of interest to you, I don't know what animates you. But in all seriousness, folks, we obviously have a very, very big story to talk about today.
To let me know, should I stay or should I go? If you say that you are mine, I'll be here till the end of time. So you got to let me know, should I stay or should I go? It's always tease, tease, tease. You're happy when I'm on my knees.
Brits are not on their knees anymore.
One day is fine, the next is black. So if you want me off your back, well, come on and let me know. Should I stay or should I go?
The secessionist answered that question, didn't they?
Should I stay or should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now?
Now it's our turn, friend.
If you don't want me, set me free. Exactly whom I'm supposed to be. Don't you know which clothes even fit me? Come on and let me know. Should I cool it or should I blow?
Should we blow here in Oklahoma? Should Texas blow? Split. How about you Arkansasians, you Louisianians, you Mississippians, you Alabamans, should you blow? There'll be a little bit. We'll get through it.
And if I stay, it will be double.
That's for sure. If you stay, it will be double. How about that, folks? I was on the air yesterday morning believing that the Remain, the pro-massive, corrupt, morally bankrupt EU was going to stay in control of the good people of Great Britain yesterday. You heard me on the air yesterday say and talk to Mr. Church about this, as we handed off our shows to one another, that the EU would not, I mean, the Brits would not pull the trigger and leave. That the global elitist, those who were ruling the lives of the people of Great Britain, would pull some shenanigans and find a way at the last minute to prevent the leave movement from leaving the European Union. Boy, was I wrong. And I am happy to be wrong on this particular issue. But as I said from the very beginning, I believed it was a win-win regardless of the outcome of last night's election or referendum. And I maintain that position. This idea that we do not have to submit, we do not have to genuflect to a corrupt and morally bankrupt system of government is spreading, folks. It is spreading. I'm telling you right now, they are panicked in Brussels, but they are panicked in Washington, D.C. too. They are terrified of this concept called contagion. And I think they have a good reason to be terrified of it. I really do. As I have said consistently, secession is going to be the wave of the future. People are sick of this. Why do you think Donald Trump is so popular? The people in these United States just haven't figured out yet that Trump can't solve anything. They may figure things out here sooner than later. They're just at the beginning of realizing that the problem is, as I routinely say, the problem is a bipartisan, corrupt, morally bankrupt, de jure versus de facto, illegitimate and evil national government masquerading as a federal government located in Washington, D.C., along with its parasitic elected officials and its parasitic bureaucratic agencies. The people who are supporting Trump just don't frame it that way yet. But that anger is palpable out there, and you and I know it. It was palpable last night in the United Kingdom. Now, as they, you know, the Remain crew over there trying to lick their wounds after a massive defeat. Honestly, folks, I said it yesterday. I did not see this coming. I thought for sure that the hijinks that the global elite, the ruling parties in these countries can pull to hold on to power can never be underestimated. And I honestly thought last night they were going to pull a fast one. And even though there was a substantial leave effort in the United Kingdom, the Remain crew would find a way to pull out a victory at the last minute. Well, it wasn't even close. I mean, I went to bed last night. It was 52-48. I don't know what the final vote was, but it had to be in that ballpark. That's a landslide in the context of a referendum of this magnitude. Yeah, 51.9 to 48.1. well over a million vote difference. And so I thought for sure they were going to pull some shenanigans and pull a fast one, and the Remain crew would win. And the continued globalization of in the one world order. Remember that? Hey, you know what? I've got that speech up here. Remember the great Republican George W. Bush, George H.W. Bush said this?
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations.
Yeah.
When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders. We have before
us the opportunity. That's your great president, George H.W. Bush, father of George W. Bush, the great Republican, the new world order. Remember that speech? Right along with 1,000 points of lights and all the other stuff. George H.W. was a globalist, and so was his son. Well, last night, the majority of the electorate in the United Kingdom rejected, at least at some level, globalism. Because why? Globalism was hurting them. As the EU began to consolidate its power, request and require more and more of the United Kingdom's sovereignty to be transferred to Brussels, and that transfer of that sovereignty was causing pain. Actually, as I talked about it yesterday, if you haven't seen the movie, Brexit, the movie, you need to watch it. I'll put it back up on my Facebook page today, Facebook.com/TheMarkCreslinShow. If you haven't seen that movie, you need to see it, because you're going to see people on that movie who were actually hurt by this consolidation of power in Brussels. Fishermen who lost their jobs. One of the interviews I saw last night was a fella who was a fisherman on the east coast of England, and he was so happy that he'd be able to go back out and fish. That's all he wanted to do. He didn't get caught up in great globalist policies. He wasn't interested in the bureaucracy and all the people that made a living off of the EU. He just wanted to go fish. And yet some parasitic bureaucrat in Brussels told him he couldn't. Well, when you watch that movie, there are compelling stories of how big, massive, bloated, bureaucratic, totalitarian acting governments can hurt people's lives. And that is what this is about, folks. People are not only tired of being ruled by the global elite, they're tired of the fear of having their lives ruined by bureaucrats and the elected political elite class located in the capitals of these various entities. And you know that's what you're worried about too. It's amazing. The first set of comments I got last night after I was celebrating online before I went to bed was, "You just watch, Kreslins. They're not going to let it happen now. They're not going to let this separation happen. They're not going to let this secession happen. The parliament's going to stop it." Folks, that is just evidence of how fearful and how successful their propaganda has been towards the average person. They have been wildly successful at conditioning you to believe that you just watch, the ruling elite is still going to take control here. They are going to stop this effort by the Brits, the majority of the Brits, who want to leave want to leave the European Union. You just watch, Kreslins. Let me put your mind at ease here. This vote was so overwhelming, and with the history in Great Britain of taking to the streets and protesting, there is no chance that the Parliament, the members of Parliament, are going to nullify the vote of the people. There is no chance. There is no place. There's no period of history where the members of parliament in the United Kingdom are going to overturn this election. That's not going to happen. But yet, I understand why people sent me messages last night and were just sure. You just watch, Creslin. Yeah, they may have voted, but wait till the parliament gets a hold of this. They're going to shut this thing down. Folks, the global cabal, now I'm not a conspiratorialist, I've said this 1,000 times in the air, I don't believe there's some big star chamber somewhere where 8 or 9 or 15 people are pulling triggers, strings. I don't believe George Soros runs the world. I just, that's, you know, you got to think a little bit more deeply about these things. So I don't believe there's any great cabal out there, other than, you know, what I think is a natural tendency of the sycophants who raise their hand and decide to run for office. They want the power. I don't think there's any greater conspiracy theory than that. We got our phone line stacked up, by the way, so if you want to call, give us a call, 844-527-8723. I'm guessing folks who are calling in want to celebrate along with me. But folks, don't buy into the idea that the parliament is going to stop this. Heck, Cameron stepped down this morning. I mean, they're in turmoil over there right now. Already we're seeing the shockwaves hit the stock market. You all are watching what I'm watching. I'm assuming the S&P is down 78 points. The Dow futures are down 540 points. By the way, that's only 3%, friends. We've been down on bad earnings reports close to this number. So, you know, as much as the Remain crowd wanted to say, you watch, not only is Great Britain going to flip over because it's an island, the whole world is going to start spinning backwards. Folks, it's just not how it works. Let's go to the phone lines here and bring on some folks who want to talk about this issue. Let's go first to Eric in Baton Rouge. Eric, welcome to the Mark Creslin Show, part of the Crusade Channel, part of the Veritas Radio Network. How you doing, friend?
I am doing well, sir. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. I'm celebrating today. How about you?
I feel actually extremely well about this. I like the possible outcomes of it. And I just wanted to call quickly, which you already started and said that if you don't mind, I mean, I hate to ask, may I call you Mark?
Yes, you may. Absolutely.
I don't listen to the regular news media any longer, and
good
I don't have any other access. So if you don't mind, which you just said, can you kind of keep us opposed or up on the stock market? I'm kind of curious as to how that goes.
I will.
I don't think it means much anymore, really, but
no.
I mean,
no. Yeah.
I would like to at least hear and see how that goes.
I will keep that going.
And also, if you don't mind, I heard this morning, I did listen to the Wall Street Journal, and I heard a little clip about something as to how they had the votes separated and who voted and who did not. I'm kind of a conspiracy theorist, but I would just like to think that I hope they don't try and come up with some kind of excuse or back out because X amount voted and X amount didn't vote. You know, I think you understand what I mean by that.
I do. And you do. We have to be vigilant of what the global elite will try to do. They will still try to pull some shenanigans here. But there's a long history in the UK. These guys will take to the streets. I mean, they are not quite as constrained as we seem to be here in the United States. So if they try, in my view, this is my personal opinion, if they try to pull some shenanigans like overturn a very heavily weighted vote like this, there would be massive protests in the streets in the UK.
I tend to agree, and I think it might be the motivational factor for us here in the United States.
Amen.
Does this actually even start? And, I mean, that just might get us started, I hope.
Amen, brother. Call of the day so far, Eric in Baton Rouge. Thanks for calling, friend.
Thank you. Good luck.
Thank you, buddy. All right, let's go right back to the phone lines here and talk to Chris in Florida. Chris, welcome to the Mark Creslin Show on the Crusade Channel, part of the Veritas Radio Network. Radio the way it should be. What's on your mind, friend?
I am fantastic this morning, Mr. Creslin. How are you?
Oh, I am just peachy keen.
Well, I have bad news. This is horrible news, this Brexit stuff.
Yep.
That's exactly what John F. Kennedy warned us about. If we don't get over there and stop these guys, then this self-governing movement's going to spread all over Europe like a wildfire. We got to get in there.
So, Chris, are you suggesting that Obama call up the United States Navy and the United States Army and send them over and begin to occupy the United Kingdom?
It's only for their own good, I mean, you know. But then again, we can't be asking the American boys to be doing what the British boys should be doing, as Lyndon B. Johnson said. So. But who knows?
Isn't it fun just poking fun at the globalists and all the guys that who sit in ivory towers and dictate to us little plebes how our lives are going to be conducted? Isn't it fun just to stick it back in their eye a little bit?
Oh, it is fantastic. And I was checking out our favorite double secret probationary news website at about 3 in the morning to find out about the Brexit vote, Zero Hedge. And
yes.
Apparently already Hungary is talking about now it's their turn to have a referendum.
Yeah, I tell you, Chris, I don't know if you agree with me on this, but I think they are shook in every globalist-oriented national capital around the world today of contagion. They are terrified that this might actually spread. I'll bet you, Chris, there are people in Washington, D.C. that are holding high-level conferences right now hoping that this doesn't spread over here somehow.
We can pray.
Yes, we can. Well, I appreciate the call, friend. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
You too, buddy. And folks, if you're in a listening audience, you want to call in and just celebrate with me and your fellow listeners, feel free to do so. 844-527-8723. This is a day of celebration. Now, you know, it's so funny how quickly people who want to celebrate this, there's a whole other group of people that want to tamp down that celebration. Well, you just watch Kreslin's. Like I said, they're gonna overturn the will of the people there in Parliament. Don't underestimate the ability of the global elite who run most of these national governments from pulling some shenanigans and undoing the will of the people. And Kreslin's, are you watching the stock market? Look at the Remain crowd was right. There's going to be global catastrophe in the markets because of this. I will tell you last night that the Dow futures were down 720 points at one point. They have recovered a little bit, and they are down only 550 points. Folks, we've gone through earnings seasons in the S&P and the Dow where companies report bad earnings and the market's down 300-400 points in a given day. The global elites want it now. Their new tactic is now to scare the heck out of everybody. We're going back to the Stone Age. If you people start thinking about taking control of your governments, you are not smart enough, you big dummies. Why do you think we need the global ruling elite? Because you're not smart enough to make it on your own. You need us to rule you. Let's go to the phone lines here and talk to Ed. Here on the Mark Kreslin Show on the Crusade Channel, part of the Veritas Radio Network. Radio the way it should be. Ed, are you celebrating today or are you crying because Oregon, there will be no Aura exit?
There's just not going to be an I-5 corridor exit.
Okay.
We're trying to get them to go back where they belong into California.
There you go. You want to split the state right in half, don't you?
Well, yeah. I mean, the rest of us are sane. It's just the I-5 corridor that's the problem.
I do get that. So, well, are you celebrating today?
Well, I'm really disappointed. I mean, they just had a paltry 72% voter turnout. I mean, that is not a majority.
No, that doesn't represent the will of the people. Until you get to like 98%, this is really a fraudulent election last night. I think they should undo the whole thing and redo it. Don't you, Ed?
Oh, absolutely. And then they threw out 29,000 ballots. I mean, invalidates the whole thing.
That,
I mean, I find it offensive.
Well, I think
even think that it was a valid vote.
Ed, I think you and I on the Mark Kreslin Show here on the Crusade Channel, part of the Veritas Radio Network, I think we should call for an investigation immediately, a UN investigation, and find out about those 29,000 ballots that were thrown out. Perhaps this needs to even go all the way to Brussels. We need to launch an investigation, Ed. We have got to get to the bottom of this corruption over there.
I think we need to get the 101st over there and just take over and show them the way it's supposed to be done.
That's right. You are channeling your true Lincoln thinking at that point. Way to go, Ed, the first Lincoln caller of, well, no, Chris was actually the first Lincoln caller of the day. He was wanting to call up troops as well, but you're the second now. Way to go. We have megalomaniacs on the radio network here.
Absolutely. You know, it's like this. If 72% of us, they don't have a solid vote until there's a good solid 49% to show up to vote. I mean, anything over that, it's fraudulent.
That's exactly the way we look at it, right, Ed? That's great. I appreciate the call, friend.
No problem. You have a good day.
You too, man. Have a great weekend. Folks, you're welcome to join the conversation here at 844-5-CRUSADE, 844-527-8723. You may just be the first-time caller and decide you want to weigh in on this topic. You're welcome to do so. We'll put you right in the queue. Christopher will answer the phone, and you'll be able to talk to your fellow listeners out there about this huge, huge, and there's no way to describe the magnitude of what happened last night in the United Kingdom. Folks, these are always going to be majority votes. I don't care how far you boil Republicanism down to some small entity. It's still going to end up majority vote. Now, maybe the UK will go further and the Scots will finish what they started 2 years ago and they will secede from the United Kingdom. Perhaps the folks in Northern Ireland will do the same thing. And I'm okay with that. I am not one. We have now had 150 years of experience with a big, bloated, bureaucratic nightmare in Washington, D.C. And I hope you all will agree that the net result is it's a net negative. We've had 150 years of experience of this now. The folks, the majority voters in the United Kingdom have had 60, 70 years of it. I think we've had enough, folks. I think this experiment has been tried in massive republics, if you will, where a few people govern literally hundreds of millions of people. I think we've had enough of that. I think it's time to think of a different way. It's okay, folks. History is full of starts and stops and tries and not succeed and things like that. History, as I've said routinely on this show, there is no perfect system of government. It might be. You guys are pretty funny who sent me these Facebook messages, especially Mike Church just sent me a very funny one. There is no perfect system of government. Whatever they end up with over there in the United Kingdom will not be perfect. There can't be a perfect system of government. Why? Because mankind is involved in it. How could it possibly be perfect? So let's even take that argument from the extreme off the table, and let's all agree that nobody on the Mark Kreslin Show, nobody here in the Veritas Radio Network, nobody on the Crusade Channel is seeking a perfect government. There can't be one. Man is involved in it. I don't know how to make myself more clear on that. Man is involved in government, therefore it cannot be perfect. There will only be one perfect system of government, and it won't even be here on the planet Earth. Well, depending on where your eschatology lies, if you're premillennial or postmillennial, there will be a 1,000-year reign of Christ. But at that point, the world as we know it is over. But he will be the only one who can lead a perfect system of government, and it will be perfect at that point. The Bible describes him as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He will be the ultimate king. No one, you will not challenge his authority. If you're there, if you're not in the other place, if you're there and you're not roasting marshmallows, if you're there with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and it is an if, I'm not a universalist. I don't believe everybody goes to heaven just because you were born in America. If you're there, you will not challenge the authority of the King of Kings. You won't sit back in your little cabin and say, geez, I wonder if Jesus got this one right. I don't know if I agree with him. Let's take a vote. But until that happens, friends, we live on the planet Earth. And the planet Earth is occupied by human beings. And when you put human beings in charge of just about anything, they typically, not exclusively, but I would weight it heavily in that direction, they typically mess it up. So even whatever comes out of the UK vote last night, whatever comes out of the secession of the United Kingdom from the European Union last night, will not be perfect. And they should not be measured by that standard. They should not be held up to a standard of perfection. Well, look at what you did. You caused the stock market to go down. Right now, the Dow futures are down 540 points. Look what you did to the world economy. Folks, you do. I hope people understand that when markets are down, let's see where the FTSE is. Hang on a minute. Let me try and bring it up here. Gold's up 120 bucks. Folks, you do understand, I can't find the FTSE right now. I'll get it during the break. You do understand that with the futures, with the markets being down around the world, they are not zero. Right? They went down. Oh, here it is. FTSE's down 383 points. Only 8.59%. Now, that sounds like a lot, but it's the day after an earthquake shook the entire world. What do you expect? There were probably some leave folks that thought, well, when they see us secede from the European Union, you watch, the markets are going to respond positively and we're going to go up 1,000 points. That was naive. It was naive to think the markets wouldn't be a little bit rattled. But we don't have any right to hold the people who voted in the UK to a standard of perfection. You caused my pension plan to go down by 3%. Folks, there's no perfect government. There's no perfect way to change governments. They are going to destabilize for a little bit. People will figure it out. Already there's talk about trying to create a new class of membership to the EU. It's kind of an associate class. You're not really a member of the EU, but guess what? You get to act just like one. You get to trade in our markets. You get to travel between the countries. Folks, I mean, it's the political elite that want to hold on to power because they're largely sycophantic megalomaniacs who have something, a deep need in their lives to rule other people. It's they're the ones that are going to tell you the world's going to collapse. Don't you think those people who are going to fish today want to sell their fish into the markets? Don't you think there are European markets that want to buy that fish? So when a fleet of 100 boats leave today and is a regulatory burden on them that restricts how many fish they can catch in a given day from some parasitic megalomaniac bureaucrat in Brussels, when those are lifted and this guy can go out and fish however many, grab as many fish as he can, don't you think there are European markets that are going to want to buy that just across the English Channel? And you know who will be the only one that will prevent that transaction from happening? Guess what entity will be the only entity, if it's prevented, guess which entity will prevent that fish from being sold into European markets? It will be that parasitic, disgusting, bureaucratic class in Brussels. It won't be because there won't be Europeans that want to buy fish from that fisherman who launched early morning from the shores of the United Kingdom. It won't be the average restaurant that wants to put their whatever fish they're cod they're catching on their menu for the day. It won't be them. It'll be a bureaucrat who says, "Oh no, you can't sell into our markets. You guys left. You guys voted to get out. We're going to punish you now." Folks, this is a sickness of big government. This is the sickness of the people we allow to get into power and earn a living making stupid decisions like that. If there was no governing entity between the United Kingdom, France, and Spain, and that fisherman left his docks that morning and happened to wander right into a huge school of fish, and he caught a record amount, and he decided to steam farther east over to France, pull into some dock there, and say, "Hey, a French restaurateur, I've got 1,000 pounds of cod over here that I just caught." They'd start negotiating a price. And before you know it, French restaurateur would buy however many pounds he needed that night. He'd put it on his menu as a special fresh caught cod from an English fisherman. $8 with asparagus. And that's how it would happen. But you know what might prevent that from happening? Is some parasitic bureaucrat, sycophant, megalomaniac in Brussels saying, "Oh, no, you won't. You won't sell into France. You won't sell that fish over here. Oh, you turn that boat around. You go back and sell it back in your country." Folks, do you realize who is the problem here? Markets want to operate. Why do you think I'm not panicked about the Dow and the S&P? Markets want to operate, whether the government allows them to or impedes them or not. Why do you think there are black markets in the world? Black markets emerge because of the sycophantic, I don't even know if that's a word, but I'm going to make it up today, parasitic, bureaucratic, elected official class. That's why black markets develop, friends. They develop because the wrong people get control of things. And that's what happened in the European Union. The wrong people got in power in Brussels, ate their caviar for lunch, had their wonderful paychecks every 2 weeks off of the hardworking fishermen on the east coast of Great Britain, ate their caviar lunches, traveled all over the world, wore their three-piece suits, acted as if though they know what's better for that fisherman, and they wrote stupid regulations that said, "You can't catch this number of fish off of your shores. Park your boat, bucko. You're not fishing today." Folks, people are sick of it. I'm sick of it here in the United States. I'm sick of reading stories about the EPA shutting down, threatening a homeowner with a $75,000 a day fine because they partially dammed up a creek to build a little pond in their yard. I'm sick here in Oklahoma of worrying about our coal industry because the EPA has decided to tell us how we can burn coal down here. I'm sick of it over here. What else explains Trump? You are sick of it. Well, we just saw last night the United Kingdom, the majority of the voting population last night who voted, saying we are sick of the bureaucrats in Brussels. We are not going to let them govern us anymore. And I want to draw your attention, as I've been drawing your attention all week, to Sandy Springs, Georgia. I played a clip from Reason TV. I explained who Sandy Springs, Georgia, who they were. They were a city of 100,000 people in Fulton County, just outside of Atlanta, who got sick and tired of Fulton County. The word used by the mayor of this city, Sandy Springs, Georgia, the word she used was, "We're sick of being ruled by them." So what did they do? They seceded from Fulton County, and they created their own city called Sandy Springs, Georgia. What was their reasoning behind it? They wanted local control. In other words, they wanted to control where they actually lived. They lived in Sandy Spring. They didn't live in Atlanta. They lived in Sandy Spring. They wanted to keep the tax money that was being collected from the resident of Sandy Springs, Georgia. They wanted to keep it there. And they wanted to have a voice in their government. They felt like there was no voice in Fulton County, which is true. And so they took a step towards controlling their own future by incorporating. And all the reports for a decade now that have come out of that city have been positive. The capital projects they're spending money on right now, because they actually have money, it's not being sucked up by Fulton County. They're returning the elected officials to their seats with the smallest margin of victory, 84%. There were a number of the elected officials there that are being sent back to positions of representation who garnered over 90% of the voting people, public in Sandy Springs, Georgia. They've got, I think, 8 people working for the government. Everything else is subcontracted out to private contractors. Is it as far as I would go? No, but you know what? It's a step in the right direction. We have it happening here. People are sick of this, friends. I am sick of the elected class, and I'm calling them a class. I don't care. Folks, there's a deliberate reason I came up with the phrase bipartisan corrupt and morally bankrupt. Both parties, they're no better than each. Neither is better than the other. This line that I've heard for decades now, that they're both running us off the cliff. One is just running us off the cliff slower than the other. That is... it's not even true. It's not remotely true. Both parties, Republican and Democrat, are running us off the cliff. My question to the people listening and to the new listeners here to the Mark Kreslin Show is, how about we just don't go off the cliff? Well, you can't think that way until you come to the conclusion that neither party is better than the other. It is a bipartisan problem. As I've said from the very beginning of this show back in January, one of the advantages that the founding fathers, the founding generation, had over us was that they had a single adversary. He was the king located in England. It won't be until we understand as a people, as a large number of people, that the enemy, the adversary, is not the Democrats. The adversary to your freedom is a bipartisan, morally bankrupt, de jure versus de facto national government masquerading as a federal government located in Washington, D.C., and the elected class and parasitic bureaucrats that reside there. That's who your adversary is. It is not Obama. It is not Trump. It is not Pelosi. It is not Hillary. It is not McConnell. It is not Ryan. It is the combination of the two. It is bipartisan. In other words, both parties are contributing to this. Until more people come to realize and get off this partisan fight, oh, we've got to stop Hillary. As I said back in 2000, well, I can't remember, 10 or 11, somewhere around there, the best thing that ever happened to the freedom movement is that Barack Obama got elected. He brought a lot of pressure to bear, didn't he? Well, sometimes you need pressure. You know, how does a diamond become a diamond? You all know. It's based on pressure. It's a lump of coal. and then thousands of years of pressure bring about something really beautiful. We call it a diamond. We sell it. Well, sometimes to make something beautiful happen, you need a lot of pressure. And Obama brought it, and so will Trump. Whoever's at the helm of this bipartisan, corrupt, morally bankrupt government will continue to bring the pressure. And I'm already seeing the shaping qualities of that pressure. People are beginning to entertain freedom again through secession. It's a topic I could not have talked about 8 years ago. But I'm telling you, folks, all night, on my Facebook page, I'm getting Missouri exit, I'm getting New Jersey exit, I'm getting Maine exit. People are starting to make that connection, and that is scaring the snot out of the people in Washington, D.C. Believe me, they are trembling right now. You are going to see a concerted effort to put down this contagion, because it's going to be a contagion with this. As Mike just sent me a message saying that apparently the Netherlands is calling for a referendum on leaving the EU. The EU is coming apart. Will the markets get rattled? Yes, they're going to. They're down. Well, look, they've already recovered 40 points. On the S&P, they've recovered almost 10 points. Will the markets be rattled? Duh. I mean, this shouldn't be rocket science to any of us. The Leave crew over there should be saying, of course we knew it was going to rattle the markets. But you know what? Sometimes big moves like this towards freedom rattle the markets. But guess what? In a week, we'll be trading fish between the United Kingdom and France. Like I said, they're already trying to figure out a way to hold on to their precious, stupid little European Union now. Oh, yes, we know that the UK wants out. How about we create this new class of membership to the EU? You don't really have to be in and listen to us, but we sure want you to trade with us. So you'll be an associate member of the Europe. How about here in America, Oklahoma will become an associate member of the Union? I'll be for that. That's a step in the right direction. How about Oklahoma, Texas, Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama? How about we all become associate members of the United States? We trade with the other states, but we're not really under Washington, D.C. anymore. Hey, I'll take it. Will you? Our phone number is 844-5-CRUSADE, 844-527-8723. If you've missed any of this provocative segment, you can get it and you can share it with your friends by simply going to VeritasRadioNetwork.com, clicking the join button for 23 cents a day. Folks, you who are already Founders Past members, you're contributing to a cause that is beginning to percolate a little bit. We're at the very beginnings, as I've talked about, on a bell curve. We're at the very left side of the bell curve. We're the innovators. We're even the early adopters in the business cycle. We're heading up the slope right now. It's small, but you're part of it. We would not be able to talk about these things if you hadn't stepped up and become a Founders Past member already. Thank you very much. But for those of you in the listening audience that have not done so, folks, this is how we get this message out. You're not going to hear this on mainstream. I guarantee all the mainstream talk radio hosts today are going to miss it. They're going to try to translate what happened in the United Kingdom over here, and it's inevitably going to be, we need to secede from the Democrat Party. Secession to America on mainstream talk radio will mean stop Hillary. That's how they'll interpret this. They'll miss what really happened last night. So if you've missed any of this segment where we talk about this, go to VeritasRadioNetwork.com, become a Founders Past member today, and you'll have access to this show and every other show in the network for as little as 23 cents a day. This is the Mark Kreslin Show on the Crusade Channel, part of the Veritas Radio Network. Radio the way it should be.